Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey Pops. Today's Hour of Sounds features the likes of Rodney Dangerfield, Dolly Parton, Bo Diddley, and many, many others. You can find the playlist on xray.fm. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
I don't know. Every time I do something, never works out right. I always get stuck, you know? That's how I got my name, Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, I went into show business. I wanted to better myself. And I saw an ad in the paper that said, improve your personality. So I went to see the man. And he told me my personality was okay, but my name was my problem. I said to him, my name? Well, how can a name be a problem? Well, even William Shakespeare said, what's in a name? He said, who? I said, William Shakespeare. He said, look, you want to listen to me, you want to listen to your friends. I said, I don't understand. I mean, is it good to change your name? He said, of course, I always keep changing my name. In fact, right now, I can give you a very good deal. There was a man here last week, left me a deposit on a name, he never came back. Actually, it's a $1,000 name. I'll tell you what I'll do. I have a new name coming in next week. And I need the space. I'll let you have the name for $500. I said, $500? That's a lot of money. He said, it's a great name. It's a name. Once people hear it, they'll start saying it. I said, what's the name? He said, Rodney Dangerfield. I said, Rodney Dangerfield? He said, see, you just heard it. You're starting to say it. Listen to me. Take the name. Seymour, go down in the basement, look in the blue box, and bring up a Rodney Dangerfield. I said, wait a minute. Suppose I use the name and I don't like it. Can I bring it back? He said, of course. All I ask is one thing. While you're using the name, don't give it a bad name. So finally, I decided to call myself Rodney Dangerfield. As soon as I got home, I thought to myself, what did I do? I made a mistake. I called a guy up. I said, look, this is Rodney Dangerfield. He said, who? I said, Dangerfield, don't you remember? He said, oh yeah, Shakespeare's friend. I said, look, I don't want the name. He said, don't be foolish, try it for 2 weeks, I guarantee you'll keep it. So I tried the name for 2 weeks. I still didn't like it. I went to bring it back, I couldn't find the guy. He changed his name.
You are listening to X-Ray FM at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Be talking to a radio microphone.
Well, you don't get a chance very often, that's for sure. Well, what's your name, please?
My name is Ward Smith. I'm from Ellisville, Massachusetts.
Isn't that down on Cape Cod somewhere, Ellisville?
Yes, it's just at the tip of the start of Cape Cod.
That's beautiful country down that way. What do you do, sir?
Well, I thought you might guess. I'm a cranberry grower, and I own cranberry barns.
Is that so? I've always wanted to know a little bit about the raising of cranberries. They're such beautiful things when you see them grow.
Well, they grow in bogs, you know, Mr. Ballou. And,
You have to be very careful of frosts, don't you?
That's right. You have to flood the bogs if there's danger of frost. And then you have to harvest them when they're big and red and ripe and juicy and bitter as anything. You know, they're bitter.
Yes. And then, of course, after you harvest them in the fall, I guess, don't you?
Yes, late summer.
After you do that, you turn them over for processing. Do you process them yourself?
What do you mean by that, Mr. Ballou?
By that, I mean, do you have your own factory for squeezing the juice out of them?
Squeezing the juice out of cranberries? I never heard.
Yes, to make cranberry juice. Such as
well,
you find in your cranberry juice cocktail, that sort of thing.
Well, now, you triggered me a little. I've never thought of that.
Well, that would be a good thing to do with them.
Well, I've been selling them in a basket like strawberries. Cranberry shortcake, and they really don't move that way.
Well, of course, you could also sell them to people who want to make jelly out of them. Cranberry jelly is very delicious.
Jelly out of cranberries? Well, is there pectin in them or something?
Well, I suppose there is, and you could put certain additives in them.
And,
cranberry sauce is delicious, with the whole cranberry in it.
Well, would that be a dessert?
Yeah, no. People serve this with things like turkey and certain kinds of meat.
Well, I've,
There are a great many uses for cranberry, sir, that I think maybe you haven't stumbled upon.
Hey, those guys are out the bank!
You can squeeze them. Let me write this down.
You
have a pencil?
Where's the street, everybody? Where's the street?
Jelly, right. Make jelly out of them.
Juice.
Cranberry juice.
You with the microphone. Get off the sidewalk.
I-C-E.
What?
I-C-E.
I-C-E. I thought there was a J in juice.
J-U-I-C-E.
Oh. J-U-I-C-E.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
And you could even make cranberry ice cream. It's delicious. Cranberry sherbet.
Well, I don't know how to thank you. This is
quite all right. We're always happy to be of assistance to our
30 years
interviews.
I've been selling them the whole thing in a basket. Never thought of it.
Well, I'm glad we've opened up a new field for you, Mr. Smith, and give our best to everybody back at Cape Cod when you get home.
Up in Ellisville, right, I will. Well, there's only one other family there.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all the news that we see from our vantage point here in the street. And so for this Man in the Street interview, this is radio's Wally Ballou, winner of 7 news coverage awards, returning you to our studio.
A couple of things just to like warm things around a little bit.
Right.
I like to wish none of you know that's why I don't mark. I know a lot of voodoo. I can mail mine in. Some of my stories tonight, you've probably heard them before. I'm going to do a couple of things just to like warm things around a little bit. I want you to relax. You don't sit up there stiff and everything like you got money or like your house notes paid or you know how people look. That satisfied type of thing. Most of you, congratulations, dear. I congratulate you once. It's a baby, isn't it?
We'll be back to the album in just a moment, but first, these messages.
Say, why not become a schmuck? A licensed practicing schmuck. Or, if you qualify, a CPS. That's right, a certified public schmuck. You know, it may not seem like it when you look around, but there is a shortage of schmucks in today's society. And there's big money in schmuckdom. The average schmuck today earns over $34,000 a year. And there are openings for schmucks in virtually every field. The government is run by schmucks, big business is run by schmucks, and more, people are becoming schmucks on their own. You know, some guys can only manage to be schmucks on New Year's Eve. But here's your opportunity to become a full-time, year-round schmuck. Give us a call. Don't be a schmuck. Be a schmuck.
St. Anthony's Home for the Occasionally Coherent is holding a staring contest tonight with the proceeds to benefit the Dead People's Olympics.
Dempsey's Department Store is offering a complete line of cheap crap you don't need at extremely high prices. Come in today and be treated rudely by our poorly trained clerks. Remember, at Dempsey's, we're not just talking about inflation, we're doing something about it. We're raising our prices.
Riding proudly in the milk. But you can't sink them. They ought to use them in life jackets. That's where they need them. You can't sink Rice Krispies. They float for a long, long time. Rice Krispies would float for a week if you leave the dishes out. I do. Do you ever notice that the Rice Krispies highest on the bowl dry first? It's because they're closer to the sun. Isn't that interesting? Yes, there is a little science in the show each and every evening. But those Rice Krispies will float forever. Well, you know what they do? They gather together. They gather together in little groups. Little groups of 8, 10, 12, sometimes 14, but always an even number. Little colonies of Rice Krispies. And you can't sink them. You try to sink them with a spoon, they come up over the side. That's what the fruit is for. Sinking the Rice Krispies. A good-sized peach will take down 80 or 90 of them every time. If I'm really pissed, I'll drop a watermelon on you.
Get one now. Everybody has one. They're almost gone. They're portable, lightweight, easy to use, collapsible, convenient, and guaranteed. Get one now. The new Super Jumbo Deluxe. Handy, pre-wrapped designer colors and available in all sizes. Get one now. They won't rust, tarnish, blister, crack, or peel, but they might kill you.
Backwards words say to used I. Again go I there. Oh. The following statement is true. The preceding statement was false. On Saturday morning, it's adventure time. Don't miss Frontier, the story of 30 people who brave bitter weather, loneliness, disease, starvation, and hostile Indians to reach Utah, only to find they don't like it there.
Today we have with us the world's greatest living authority.
No. Always refer to me as the world's foremost authority. It has more euphonious sound and more cultural. Greatest is a cheap expression that you would give maybe to Danny Thomas or something like
that. Professor Irwin Corey, will you welcome him, please? In your considered opinion, Professor, who is the greatest basketball player who ever lived?
Greatest basketball player who ever lived? He's one of the greatest basketball players that ever lived.
Can we have his name, please?
We're not allowed to divulge his name because then other people will use him on their team.
Who, in your considered opinion, is the greatest hockey player that ever lived?
And this man will at least be in the Hall of Fame, whether it be football, baseball, hockey, basketball, or any other sport of endeavor. Willard Thorpe,
we've never heard of him. Whose team did he play on?
He played on no team. He was an independent.
What would you say, Professor, would be the best way to speed up the game of baseball?
Make it quicker.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him go. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
Oh, Did you?
All kinds of flags waving and jumping and pulling and falling and thumping and flipping and it's very beautiful. The chap, the lead drummer there, owns one of the largest health farm in the valley. He gets a little too healthy once in a while, you see. Lords and ladies, this is Lincoln's Day. I'm waiting for someone to tell me it isn't. It's Lincoln's Day. Tomorrow should be Lincoln's Day, and the next day should be Lincoln's Day. And you should have Lincolnville and Lincoln Park and Lincoln, and it should be Lincoln Head City, because he laid it down tight and right and cool and crazy. If they could have stayed with it, it'd have been a guesser. We're pretty tight on it. We're pretty tight on it, but we can tighten up a little bit. We got to knock out the greed heads. Lincoln didn't dig the greed heads. Understand what I mean? Like the supermarkets for one kick. You remember the first supermarkets? They said, oh, the supermarket. They got orange, bananas, bananas. You go in, yes, they trust you. Oh, yes. What do you do? You get a card. You do? Well, where's the... Oh, it's over there. Have you seen the Radley? No, I don't know anything about that. And then there you are pushing with the supermarket with the cart. You grab the cart and you go strolling up and down the aisles and you load up all your jazz and you're working for them, see? But, but it's all right. It's all right. That must be very exciting. I know a fella who puts 17 sirloin steaks in his britches and you can't see him. So he gets a little chill before he gets out of the very... Just loves to steal. I can understand that. Can't you? Oh, it's a hanger. Hey, wouldn't dig that jazz. Well, it's a kick anyway, isn't it? What a great thing it is to be alive. Lords, my ladies, beloveds, would it embarrass you very much if I were to tell you that I love you? It embarrasses you, doesn't it? How about you, Roger? Now look at all you cats and kitties out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up all that juice and patting each other on the back and hipping each other who the greatest cat in the world is. Mr. Malenkoff, Mr. Talenkoff, Mr. Eisenhower, Mr. Woosenweezer, Mr. Weisenhuser, Mr. Woodhill, Mr. Beechhill, and Mr. Churchill, and all them hills gonna get you straight. If they can't get you straight, then no cat knows a cat will stay in you. But I'm gonna put a cat on you. Was the coolest, grooviest, sweetest, wailingest, strongest, swingingest cat that ever stomped on this jumping green sphere, and they call this your cat, Dinesh. He was a carpenter kitty. Now, Dinesh was the kind of a cat that come on so cool and so groovy and so with it that when he laid it down, ba-bam, it stayed there. Now, see, all the rest of the cats said, man, look at that cat wheel. He's wheeling up a storm up there. Hey, he laying it down right. He'll get off my back, Jack. What's the matter with you? I'm trying to hear what the cat's putting down. They're pushing the Nas to dig his miracle lick. And the Nas say, tell you what I'm going to do.
I am, by nature, pretty nervous, and I can't be bothered looking up numbers for information in the phone book. I don't know how you feel about that. Some people are cool with that. They can look up in the book, but I right away, 411, that's it. But my mind works in such a discursive manner that I forget the number always. I get it, I repeat it, and when I hang up, it blanks out. So then I'm always embarrassed to call back. Like a nut, I'm disguising my voice.
Do you have the auto club?
Right? There's 10,000 operators there. Yeah. I really don't dig the phone company anyway. It's a monopoly. If you get too hot with a phone company, you'll end up with a Dixie cup and a thread. Where are you going to go besides them? Now, I'm 33 now. When I was about 19 or 20, it really would be hot with a phone company. But I used to go, like, make a long-distance call in a dark gas station. You leave, the phone rings. It's a long-distance operator.
But is it art? Television. Don't make me laugh.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out a homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Licken. Told me the sky was falling. I booked her on a 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618, got 1,735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am. Could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am. I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along, goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong grandma.
Yes, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the grandma suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop. I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know. But Grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
Big G.
Talking about Big G.
Do it,
Park
away.
Do it, Park
away.
Thank you. I have started in an invention. And it might sound silly to you. I've started an invention, and it might sound silly to you. Now I'm only trying to do something that no other man could do. I made a two-monkey carrier with an electronical engine room. I made a two-monkey carrier with an electronical engine room. Now I'm only trying to create something to go and reach the moon. A sharp-pointed object, just as sharp as anything could be. I made a sharp-pointed object, just as sharp as anything could be. I'm only trying to create something to find the other world for me. Because my babe have gone and left me, and she must have gone out of space. Now my babe have gone and left me, and she must have gone out of space. Now you know I've searched this whole wide world over, and I can't find my baby any place.
If I ever turn full circle, I will dance and I will sing. Michael got a frog and stuck it in his pocket. Mark and Christian playing on the swing. Playing on the swing. April got the puppy and she threw it out the window. Childhood things. Lord, I'd give my last green dollar, give my last in silver dime, if I could only for 1 hour be 5 years old one more time. Thank you.
I have come to childhood's end. Said bye-bye to my toys and friends, and I know I must grow up someday, but I think it will be just like it was in my childhood, living and loving and laughing in the wild, loving and falling and running in the sun. La 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 la. If I ever turn full circle, I will dance and I will sing.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. Out there she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and people, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and people, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Lonesome me. Oh, oh, oh.
Going home, running home, down to gas. plans go wrong? Should I stray to the house under here? Let it be known that my intentions were good. I'd be singing in the alley if I could. And if I'm called away and it's my turn to go, should the blood run cold in my veins? Just one favor I'll be asking of you. Don't bury me here, it's too cold. Take me back, carry me back down to Gasoline Alley where I started from. Take me back, won't you carry me on down to Gasoline Alley where I started from. Take me back, carry me back down to Gasoline Alley where I started from. Take me back, carry me back down to Gasoline Alley where I started from. Take me back, carry me back down to Gasoline Alley where I started from. Woo!
stay through my window. I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Soon we'll be married and raise a family. A cozy little home out in the country with two children. This couldn't be a dream, for to real it all seems. But it was just my imagination once again running away with me. I tell you, it was just my imagination.
Sweeter song.